ഇറ്റ്സ് എ നോട്ട് സ്റ്റോറി പ്രൊഡക്ഷൻ.
ഹോളോ ഫോക്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ദി ബി ഇംപാക്ട്ഫുൾ പോഡ്കാസ്റ്റ്. ഐ എം യുവർ ഹോസ്റ്റ് ബി ശിവ.
And I am Vineet. As we all know, sustainability in companies is also the ability to sustain the market upheavals and uncertainty. In this aspect, goal management is a key here to ensure that company stays true to its path and go through the storm.
That is going to be the topic for today, which we are going to be covering as part of our episode. And with us, we have our guest, Venkatesh Iyer, or as we call him, Venki.
Hello, everyone.
Venki is a great friend of mine, a great friend, a guide, and a mentor. He is the principal mentor of Zealand Zest Mentoring and Training Services, which provides business mentoring, annual business mentoring and training to small and medium business owners, helping them transform their professional and personal lives. Venki is into both playing and watching cricket. He also watches a whole lot of sports, analyzes, loves to do that. Avid music listener, and the best part of him is he's a fantastic networker. He's got connections all over the place. He's been both a member and part of the regional leadership team of BNI Navi Mumbai, and a very, very active person over there. As I said, the key to what Venki does, and as part of his business mentoring, is he helps people transform their personal and professional lives and their companies so that they can easily manage any market upheavals, any storms, as we said, and the current pandemic that's going on as part of that, and it's been going on in the past while. That's, I think, the perfect segue to get into the topic for today. So, Venki, your advice in today's terms, especially where a lot of companies are complaining about no business or business is down past 18 months, everything's been going, how do you expect us to continue, etc.? So, what's your advice for them? What do you think are the personal, first of all, what's the problems that you're hearing that people are talking about?
Okay, great. So Shiva, I feel, you know, there are no problems, there are only challenges that are there in the first place. So one of the key thing is uncertainty. Now, uncertainty has always been a part of human life. Many experts and gurus have been talking about being prepared for these uncertain times, like, you know, but it has taken a pandemic like COVID-19 to make us realize that uncertainty is around the corner at any given point in time.
That's true.
Now, when the first lockdown was announced last year, you see, many of these small businesses, either they utilized their savings or broke their investments to survive. Many entrepreneurs who didn't have any savings at all had to borrow money at a very high cost, unfortunately. Now, this year in April, when the lockdown was announced, everything went haywire for these small businesses. In fact, you know, many of them had to close down their businesses also. We've been speaking to a few of the entrepreneurs in the recent times. We've come across businesses which are closing down.
Yeah.
The biggest challenge that people have faced, the entrepreneurs in particular have faced, was the cash flow. You know, people are really struggling with that. And if you see many products or services in the market, the demand was low because there were not too many people to go for those services as well. And a few of these businesses, wherein they were getting good amount of orders, but the payment terms weren't favorable. So all in all, you know, this has been a very different kind of a challenge for not just one or two industries. It's been industries across. So this is a different kind of a challenge that people are facing today.
I think cash flow has been a challenge that most people have been speaking about.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, cash flow was always a challenge with an enterprise. And I believe COVID-19 pandemic has simply accelerated it. So with that, Venki, tell me something. What is goal management and how can it help entrepreneurs as such to streamline the situation in which they are in right now?
Right. So Vineet, you know, whether it's a mid-sized company, a small business, or even a solopreneur, it is important to set a goal, you know, have a goal for yourself. Many small businesses tend to go with the flow, you know, rather than setting clear practical goals. Now, each one as one of us as an entrepreneur, we have some kind of vision for our organization. Unfortunately, small businesses tend to have these goals in their minds, which is not good enough. They feel that written goals that are there, it's only meant for, you know, larger organizations. We can just go with the flow kind of a thing. Now, they need to understand whether we are a small business, whether we are a solopreneur, you need to write down these goals and keep sharing it with people around us. Now, when we talk about these people whom we share our goals, these can be our partners, the employees, the associates. We can also share it with our friends, relatives. You know, these also can be shared with people whom you would want to collaborate. First and foremost, we need to ask ourselves whether the goals that we are setting for ourselves, does it relate to the entrepreneur's vision? Now, what is the vision that the company has? Is it matching with our vision? Is there any mission as well along with it that we want to link it with? The vision and mission statements are very, very important here. Now, when we talk about goal setting again, like, you know, when we talk about goal management, it's also about goal setting, the planning, you know, how to keep tracking those. So, A, we need to set a very realistic goal, have a checklist of it. So you figure out whether you have those resources in place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk about resources, people typically talk in terms of monetary things. It's not always monetary, right? Cash flow is an important aspect. Money is an important aspect. But the biggest resource here is time, right? Time is one of the major resources. Along with that, the next one that comes is manpower, whether you have direct employees, whether you have associates.
Yeah.
And then comes the monetary part. So it's important to have those resources in place, whether we are really dedicated to achieve those goals and whether our goals are realistic, right? Now, one very important thing, we have heard about people making so many sacrifices in life to reach a particular level and stuff like that. Gone are those days. Now, we need to know that, okay, these are the sacrifices that I'm supposed to make as an entrepreneur if I have to achieve my goals. And I'm very clear about these sacrifices that I'm supposed to make and whether I'm willing to do those sacrifices. If I'm not willing to do those sacrifices, I need to really question the, you know, basic goal itself, what I'm setting for myself. So when we talk about goal management, when we sort of talk about goal setting, planning, these are the basics. We start with this. And your goals always need to be, you know, measurable. We need to set those measurable goals with having a realistic timeline attached to it. Whether a start date, when you want to start a particular thing and when do you want to achieve a particular goal, smaller goals that you keep working on it and keep measuring those goals. And that's where we are able to hit the targets that we set off. So always set a proper goal, which is, you know, practical, achievable. Planning needs to be in place and proper tracking needs to happen if you want to achieve those goals. That's the basic process that entrepreneurs need to follow, is what I feel.
So Venki, one of the things that you mentioned about this was knowing what sacrifices you want to make or you should make.
Yes.
Can you just go quickly spend a minute or so on that?
Surely. When we are setting up goals for ourselves, when we are writing down those goals, we need to be clear. Now, these can be personal, professional sacrifices. It can be time. That's one of the major resources which I keep talking about. Do I have that much time to dedicate to achieve a particular goal? Am I going to dedicate that kind of time? Because I might be dedicating that particular time for something else. So I need to ensure that I'm removing time from somewhere else and going to dedicate for this particular goal. So that can be your personal time, or it can be your leisure time, or maybe some other professional goal where you have been working about, you're going to sacrifice it from there and bring it over here. Are you ready for it? Right? It can be even maybe working on holidays is something which we don't generally suggest people. That's something which you need to have. But yes, at times, if you have to stretch yourself, are you ready to do that? Right? That's a sacrifice that you're going to make. And if that is a sacrifice that you're supposed to make, are you willing to make those sacrifices? Only if you're absolutely sure about it, then go ahead.
Yeah, so Venki, sacrifices also, you know, can be termed as an investment, right? So
absolutely,
either you can take it as a sacrifice or you can take it as an investment, and depending on what the mindset is, accordingly, it will play a very key role.
Yes.
So as we're talking about goal setting, so goal setting is only one aspect of it, but the fact is, we need to set the goal, we need to plan for the metrics, we need to track it, and it is an entire process.
Yes.
So could you shed some light on this entire end-to-end process?
Sure, sure. So as I mentioned earlier, like, you know, first of all, we need to be totally dedicated towards achieving this goal, whatever goal that we are setting for ourselves. And the goals need to be very realistic. When I talk about realistic goals, there can be two ways to look at it. You know, there are people who set goals for themselves and they feel that every time they set a goal, they're able to achieve it, right? They keep talking that we achieve all our goals, 100% achievement. End of the day, are they setting the right kind of goals for themselves? That's the first question. You know, there is a vacuum that is created from within. They feel something is amiss. You know, I could have pushed myself further, but I've not done it. These are one set of people. The second set of people are the ones who feel that, you know, I can go for goals that are huge. Okay. Like people want to climb mountain, but without having any practice of climbing the mountain, they want to go ahead with that kind of a thing. So, you know, we talk about these impossible and improbable things right throughout. You know, impossible are the goals. It's like as good as not possible. That's what you're saying. Of course, many people keep saying that the word impossible says I am possible, right? But they say that, you know, yes, sunne ke liye achha lagta hai. These are things which are like motivate you. It motivates you. But when you're an entrepreneur, you can't afford to do that. You can go for goals that are improbable. Okay. If I have to give this example, which I you know always keep on giving this example, Chandrayaan 2 was a great example. The goal that we had set as a country was really improbable.
Yeah.
Okay. Our scientists did a wonderful job. We almost did it 100%. But somewhere the last moment, we couldn't achieve it 100%. But all of us are so proud about our scientists, our nation, what we achieved, right? So that's an improbable goal. Even if you achieve that 90% of it, you're really proud about achieving those goals. And that means you're pushed yourself to the limit.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas when you talk about impossible goals, it's like you never know. You don't even know whether you're going to reach 50% of it because you're not prepared for it. So as an entrepreneur, then it's important to look at goals that are realistic and which is going to be difficult, but yes, you can achieve it by proper planning. Now that's where the timeline comes in. You know, you keep setting goals for yourself, smaller goals. Set goals that are long enough for you to achieve it, at the same time, short enough to keep you motivated. You should always stay motivated for it. You know, the timelines that are there, rather than saying that 1 year goal, you say 3 months goal, right? And when you look at the end of first month, you say that, okay, of 100% goal in quarter, first quarter, I've achieved 30%, 70% more to go. That means that keeps you motivated. 35% each I can do. If you look at 1 year, you tend to say that, okay, we'll do it one by one and stuff like that. It never happens. So always stay committed to the timelines that you've given to yourself.
Thank you. That's an interesting thing that you brought about, exactly about staying motivated. And I think motivation is a very, very important piece in terms of especially where what we spoke about at the beginning about the ability to bounce back in the current scenarios.
Yes.
How do you stay motivated and how does goal planning aid in that? Give goal planning, the goal management process, aid in building the resilience for a company?
Shiva, what I feel here is, you know, when we set goals, we want to achieve it 100% always. Anyone would love to do that. Having said that, as we started this discussion, wherein uncertainty is all around us. So we don't know what is going to happen in the next step that we take, right? So if you have a plan in place and you keep working on those, so when you plan it, you just can't have plan A or plan B. You need to have plan A, plan B, plan C, and plan D. Today, that's what it is. It's very important to understand this. And if required, if you really need to change your goals, depending upon the situation, you need to do that. You can't be rigid about the numbers out there, you know, because of the situation. There are certain things which are not in our control, right? So things which are there in our control, we can work on those. Now, you spoke about resilience or the ability to bounce back. That's what you mentioned. Now, during such periods, like this is like once in 100 years, that's the kind of thing that has happened when you talk about this particular pandemic. So what do you do? Like, you know, there are things which are not in your control, but what is it that you can control? Now, what you can control is your actions, right? You set the goals for yourself. You know that, okay, for the next quarter, I will not be in a position to achieve those goals because of the current scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I supposed to do? I am supposed to do those preparations.
Okay.
The preparations are very important here, right? If I have to reach a particular goal, what are the things that I was supposed to do right now? So if it's not going to happen immediately in the next quarter, within the next quarter, I keep meeting more and more people. Maybe it's on Zoom or Google Meet or whatever, you know, online. I try to generate more and more of those references for myself. The moment things starts, okay, the moment things normalizes, I'm there, I'm ready. I don't have to start from the scratch. Now, the biggest mistake that people do is, you know, which we've seen during this last 1.5 years of pandemic, is many people have just, they've gone into the shell saying that whenever it's going to start, I'll look at it then. Right now, I know nothing is going to work out. Or that's the biggest mistake that people make out.
Yeah.
If you want to really bounce back, keep working in the background. You know, whether those people with whom you want to collaborate, you want to get associated, you want to have, you know, we call those referral partners, keep meeting those and stay in touch with your clients continuously. Anybody for that matter, whether it's you, me, whoever it is, someone calls us and just asks us about our well-being, we're going to like that. So that's a simple thing that people can do. These are, you know, maybe off track, but these are things which really helps to, you know, keep you afloat. Yeah, and you're totally prepared.
I think from the way you're speaking about it, a lot of it actually seems to be coming from personal knowledge and personal experience.
Bang on.
So what's your personal experience story? What's happened? How did you bounce back? What did you do?
Yeah. So the first big recession that our country saw was 2008. That was a huge recession which we saw. Despite being in the finance industry, we've been in loans for, you know, more than 23 years now. 98, we started till about 2008. We were going great guns. Now, the biggest learning from that 2008 recession was, like, you know, we were focusing on, okay, which client has got requirement, how much sanction, how much disbursement. Those are the things. We were getting into the nitty-gritties of each proposal. And in the meanwhile, all of us know what happened in the finance market. It crashed down. That was the biggest recession. From September 2008 till March 2009, not a single penny got disbursed from any of the banks. Banks didn't have any funds to disburse.
That's huge.
So, you know, from 98 till 2008, we had made good amount of money for ourselves. We had our own office, which we built through that business. Okay. And those 7 months literally killed us because we had a very huge team working for us and a lot of overheads and stuff like that. So we almost got wiped out. Many of our colleagues literally got wiped out. We almost got wiped out. We created a lot of liabilities for ourselves. So that's where, you know, it made us, you know, sit and think like, what were we doing? Although we were in the finance industry, still we did that mistake. If we did that mistake of, you know, not working on our goals properly or not looking at the vision of the organization at that point in time or not knowing the proper facts of the industry per se, the latest trends of the industry per se,
mm-hmm.
There's so many small businesses who are, like, you know, just going with the flow today. So how are they going to survive? What are these people going to do? So this was a great, great learning for us. And since then, like, you know, that was the day that myself and, you know, my wife Vijaya, both of us are partners in all the businesses that we do. We started working on the long-term goals, on the mid-term goals and the short-term goals. And at the same time, also started working closely with entrepreneurs on how to utilize the funds on and how to, you know, set those goals and achieve those. And that was a big learning experience. You know, it was a very expensive learning though, but yes, it was a learning experience for us.
I agree with you, Venki, because in 2008, yeah. I also started my career as a management trainee, and we were selling one of the financial products. Okay. 3 months into my first professional experience, the Lehman Brothers crisis hit.
Yes.
And my first job experience was for 6 months, and it was almost a nightmare because I had just started working. I really can feel it, you know, somebody who has been by that time a decade in the business and going through the entire crisis. Yeah. We really understand the challenges. So with this, can you share 3 tips for entrepreneurs today, which will help them build the goal management as well as the resilience piece as a part of their DNA to scale?
Right. The first tip that I would like to share here is the goals that you set for yourself. Those need to be linked with your vision and mission, and there needs to be a purpose attached to your goal. That's the first tip that I would suggest people, that have a purpose attached to your goal. Because without a purpose, you are going to miss out on achieving your goals. The second one is having clarity of thought. It's very, very important to have clarity of thought, clear objective. Goals need to be very specific and very focused. Along with this, in the second tip, I would also like to say that, as I mentioned earlier, the goals that you set for yourself needs to be realistic. It has to be a realistic goal. Okay. It need not be too easy to achieve, nor it should be like, you know, the impossible goals that people talk about. And finally, set a realistic timeline for yourself and keep monitoring those timelines, whether the goals that you're achieving those goals in those timelines or not. So regular monitoring of goals is of utmost importance as well. So these are the 3 important things that I feel, you know, you need to look at it, because these are practical things that we talk about. As an entrepreneur, only practical aspects can work. I don't think so. You know, we can look at theory too much out there. End of the day, it's business, right? For all of us.
Yeah, I mean, that is really a great insight, that it is a balance between theory and practical, and we give the major importance to practicals. With that, to summarize our entire episode of what we did, uncertainty is around the corner. It always will be. It is just that right now it is escalated or blown out of proportion due to the events which were beyond our control.
Yes.
So with that, having a written goal which keeps you on track, it has to be realistic, improbable, and not impossible. It needs to be both long-term and short-term. With that, once things are written, there will be like the timelines which can be measured, and the progress is in track. Yes. Moving on, the last 3 points which you mentioned for the entrepreneurs is like a gold mine. It's like goal setting needs to be linked to vision, mission, and purpose.
Yeah.
It has to be relatable. Clarity of the thought is very much necessary.
Yes.
And realistic timelines. So this is some lovely nuggets for our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vinit. In fact, one last thing I add here is, please keep sharing your goals with everyone around you. That's when you keep reminding yourself that, yes, this is something which I need to achieve. Because we are announcing those goals in front of others.
And for our listeners, let me tell you that, because I know him, Venki, personally also, is that all that he says is coming from the heart, from his own experience, that he has experienced, rebuilt his own business. And today is helping entrepreneurs and small and medium business leaders build their business and their personal lives. So it's fantastic. So thank you, Venki. Thank you for spending the time with us and sharing your knowledge.
Thank you so much, Shiva. Thank you so much, Vinit. Thanks for inviting me.
And for those listeners who want to know more about Venkatesh Iyer, principal mentor of Zeal and Zest Mentoring and Training Services. Check out zealandzest.in. That is zealandzest.in. We'll also be sharing that link in our show notes. Check them up over there. All their programs are on that. Subscribe and get on there. And thank you for listening to us. All our past episodes are also available on usual podcast channels, that's Spotify, Apple, and all the other channels. Share with us your stories of how you're becoming resilient, how you're planning your goals, and how you're achieving them. Looking forward to hearing from you.
And also remember, sacrifice is an investment. It is how you look at it. With that, see with your heart, listen with your mind, spread your wings far and wide.
Be impactful, folks. Thank you.
Bye.